Hello.
Hi, Eva. It's Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for answering. Okay. So we need to schedule you, right, for the medicals?
Okay. So I just got to get them out. I do have the PPDs. Will they work? But you said the physical has to be on your letterhead or paper?
Hold on. Your PPD, yeah. Oh, I sent your MMRs to my supervisor, and she said that the paper that says received MMR, it doesn't look like, she says that this is not how we can accept it. Like, we need to see it on a regular,
I can't, you know what, that was years ago. I cannot get it again. That's what they gave me. I've never had any problems from anywhere I've worked. And there's no way I can get it from anywhere else, so I don't, that's all I have. And I'm not going to get another MMR when I already had it.
Right. Do you have a primary care provider?
I can't see them because I have a new doctor, not until April 27th.
Okay. But do you have, like, a primary care provider that you usually go to?
I have a new doctor. I transferred, so I can't go until the 27th of April.
Okay. You don't need to go. Okay. So when you have a primary care provider, they can access your immunization records. And if you ever got a vaccine, it goes on through your immunization records. And, like, all of your PCPs, like, whatever PCP you have, they can access it. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if they received any of my paperwork yet. So I have no clue.
Okay.
I tried before. Like, they're like, oh, we don't have that, and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Do you have an insurance card?
I do.
Okay. And what's the PCP name on your insurance card?
It's my old doctor.
Okay.
It would be East Hill Medical.
Okay. So did you already change your PCP with the insurance?
No.
No, okay. So your old PCP is technically still your PCP because they're still in the insurance, okay?
But they're not because everything was transferred over to the one doctor that I had, and then they turned around and said they won't accept me, so I have to go see another doctor, which I'm waiting on that for the 27th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The 27th of this month?
Of April.
Of April. Okay. So what I can do, like, so what we are doing is, like, legal things, right? So I'm going to try to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what I can do is send a fax to your new doctor, okay? You have an appointment with them already?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over a fax, okay? And I'm going to request your immunization records, okay? Let's do what they say.
Okay.
Worst case, I'm telling you, worst case, we could do a titer's test, okay, which is blood work.
I already have it. I have it.
You have a titer's test?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
It tells if you had chicken pox or it tells you, yeah,
it tells you that you're immune. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I have all that. Yep, I just got to get it out.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you have a titer's test, we don't need the MMRs. We just see, need to see that you're immune. Okay?
Yep, I can get that,
Okay, great. So you're going to get the titer's test, and then I have your IDs here, and then you have a picture of the back of your social?
I'll have to take it.
Yep. Okay, so you're going to send me your titers, a picture of the back of your social.
Okay.
I'm also going to send you a text message with everything that we're discussing now. Okay. And then we can schedule you for the physical, right?
Okay.
That's what we need to schedule you for, right? Is that correct?
I mean, I already had it, but like I said, I already had a physical recently, but I think you told me last time it had to be on your guys' paper that had to be filled out.
Hold on. Let me see. Did you send it over already, that physical?
I didn't send it over. No, because I thought I had to have it on your paper.
Right. Okay.
But like I said, I just had one.
Okay. You can send it over. I'll take a look. You know, sometimes we could accept it depending on, you know. So you can send it over, and then we'll take a look at it, and we'll see. And then for and we'll schedule you for a drug screen and a QuantiFERON, okay?
A what?
A QuantiFERON. Basically, according to the Department of Health, when you sign up with a PCA agency, either you need a PPD that was read twice or a QuantiFERON, which is blood work. So the PPD.
I just had two PPDs. Yep, I got two of them.
So on the paper, I only see one.
Okay, I can get the other one. I had one just recently.
Okay, so both need to be within like the same time range because you know you read the same.
I just had one this year.
Okay, send it over. I'll take a look at it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.